I'm saying is that my party and others hopefully will be serious to get round the table to address all of the problems that are outstanding, including the welfare cuts coming up.
Well, the UK government's made its position very clear, and in her speech, Theresa Villiers said, "We will not fund a more generous welfare system in Northern Ireland than in other parts of the UK." There's no way around that.
Well, there's a whole lot of ways around that, and first of all, there has to be a will. I mean, the circumstances within which we live here are different than what they are in Birmingham or London or elsewhere, for that matter. So we made it very clear. We reached agreements with other parties. All the parties, including the X party, agreed that what we needed to do was to mitigate at least the worst effects of the Tory cuts coming from London, the cuts to the budget and also the cuts to the welfare as well. So all the parties recognised British government were punishing people here, and the parties here agreed that we weren't going to do that. So I hope maybe Meg has some good ideas as to how we solve it, but certainly as far as Sinn Féin are concerned, we're not about imposing cuts on people just at the whim of a British government which has a slice and burn policy of attacking public service.
Well, you've nailed your colours. Sinn Féin have nailed its colours with this anti-austerity campaign. But austerity is just the way it is. And as I say, they don't believe in London. There's any way around this. I mean, Peter Robinson says the prospect of Westminster legislating for welfare reform could be the game changer that prevents the collapse of the Assembly. And you'd have to admit that it would let you off the hook a bit if you could just say, well, we did what we could, but it was imposed upon us.
Well, we're not interested in kind of soundbites or looking good. What we're interested in doing here is representing properly the people that we represent, and that includes people who don't vote for Sinn Féin. There are people here who will be punished by Tory cuts, and we're not prepared to just pass those on. We want to fight them. We want all the parties together to fight them. We made some considerable
certainty and clarity